time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I recently read that California's surf city, Huntington Beach, Santa Cruz also claims that moniker, is suing the state of California over its so-called sanctuary law. According to the Associated Press, the city of 200,000 people is angry with the state of California's attempts to fend off the Trump administration's stepped-up deportations. What do you think about the rhetoric and politics regarding illegal immigrants? Some say the 10 to 12 illegals have got to go. Others say it's both unjust and foolish economically to deport people, many of whom have been here for decades and have family who are U.S. citizens. Or what about children who are brought here by their parents and have been here for a long time? DACA gave them a chance to stay long enough to go to school and even to enter our system legally, but recently that provision seems to have vanished. The champion of deportations and a hard line on immigration is, of course, our current president, Donald Trump. His mantra repeated over and over during the campaign was simply, "I'm going to build a wall. Mexico is going to pay for it." Of course, Mexico is not going to pay for it. That much was clear from the start, but he provided a lot of rhetorical energy for people who are filled with anger toward illegal immigrants. Whether or not Trump is going to muster the money to build his wall from another source remains to be seen. Lately, he said he's going to pull our military out of Syria and put them on the Mexican border. To do what? Strafe Mexican border towns with our F-16s? I guess that might keep some illegals out for a while. But as long as there is a huge disparity in wealth between nations to the south and in the north, they will come. Besides, if our current president knew anything about history, he would know that the Berlin Wall was built by the communists to keep people out, they said. But tyrants love walls because they can be used to keep the right people out or in as the need arises. What I find even more troubling is that many of the people who are avid supporters of Trump and his policies call themselves evangelicals. They claim to be followers of Christ, readers of the Bible. The Bible says this about foreigners, Leviticus 19:34, "The alien who resides with you in your land, you shall not oppress the alien. The alien who resides with you shall be to you as the citizen among you, and you shall love the alien as yourself, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God." Oh, and a few verses later, on the same page in the Bible, Leviticus also says, "If a man commits adultery with the wife of his neighbor, both the adulterer and the adulteress shall be put to death." But the evangelicals give our current president a great big pass on the seventh commandment because, well, I guess they believe the Ten Commandments are good to hang on walls, but when it comes to enforcing them, they should be applied to Democrats, not Republicans. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.